Continuing.
Okay, so anyhow, if you feel something come up, just pop in. Whatever. Right. So I'm going to just talk more about these dreams. This, like, what is going on? They feel different than in the past, these last couple months. It feels like something more, or actually the question is, am I more aware of something going on in my dreams, or are my dreams different than they have been in the past?
Both.
So what is different about it? Is it just more awareness?
You are more aware. And in being more aware, you express differently, generate different imagery, and a different quality of imagery. It is not only the imagery itself, but it also, in a manner of speaking, takes on a different quality because your awareness is different and it is more expanded. Let me express you in this manner in relation to physical objects and technology. It would be similar to watching a film, a movie, on in a device that projects a tape. A videotape.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And watching the same movie through a device that projects the image in high definition and 3D.
Okay.
The images themselves take on a different quality. For the construction is different. The construction of digital versus film is, in your terminology, the pixels in the actual image, and the more color and the more dense they are, the sharper and the clearer and the more depth the picture has. In that, you could express that as a similarity to your awareness. The more awareness you have, the more depth it generates in whatever you are paying attention to. And it crystallizes it. Your perception is sharpened. And it creates more depth to whatever you are generating. Therefore, not only your imagery becomes different in itself, but the quality of the imagery changes also and becomes different. Therefore, when you combine them, you notice that it feels different and it seems different in some other capacities, but you may not quite express the ability objectively to define what that difference is. It is not only your awareness, but because of your awareness, the imagery itself changes.
All right, well, that makes sense. So, actually, I kind of want to shift gears and ask some what I think are kind of odd or weird questions. Because this is something, like, kind of tongue-in-cheek, John and I have said, like, so now that with the president and all this stuff in the air and so in our face right now, like, so when Obama ran on his platform and he, you know, said he was going to do all these things, and in my mind, I mean, I don't want to argue, and it doesn't even matter whether he would do these things or didn't, but it didn't feel to me like he did these things or like you think, like, you thought he'd be peace-loving and da-da-da, and I think, I don't know if I didn't pay attention or if I knew in the periphery, but what's really been coming up a lot is this imagery for me are facts, and who knows what's a fact today and what's not a fact, is like us bombing so many countries. And then, like, someone said to me on Obama's last day, he gave the authorization to bomb a country on his last day of president. And I'm like, that seemed a little bit hard for me to believe. So I guess, one, I want to know if that is true, because there's so many different facts out there. So is that true?
Yes.
Okay, so how does this curiosity, how does this Obama person, so I don't, like, hate him or like him. I kind of like his, as a person, he seems like a really nice guy, fun to hang out with, has these things. How within himself does he become president? Like, sometimes John and I would say, what happens when someone becomes president? Do these gas come out of the chamber? Or these little men come out with guns and hold them to their heads to make them do these things? Because it seems like they all of a sudden don't act like they would in conjunction with their quote-unquote moral character. So how does he reconcile within himself? How does he fucking bomb people? How does he say, okay, you know, he's this good guy, he wants to help, and he fucking bombs people? How does he reconcile that within himself? I mean, that is something that really kind of, I don't even know the word to describe it within me. It's like almost unbelievable to me.
Very well. Now, to answer this question will require a very brief type of history lesson. Now, in this, first of all, what is important to remember is the history of your country, what it is founded on. It is inspiring and nice to express to yourselves that your country was founded on ideals such as freedom and independence and equality. Those are lovely ideals. But in actuality, your country was founded on fear.
Oh, really?
That was the impetus to create this new country, was fear of what already was and attempting to escape from that oppression. Now, you can turn that into lofty ideals. But in actuality, how your country began was through the motivation of fear pushing individuals in a different direction, a new land, to escape what they perceived as tyranny. That is a country that is founded in fear. And your country has moved in the direction of fear, which has permeated your society in your country.
Oh, you see it everywhere.
From the beginning, and it continues to the present day. Now, in answer to your question, how does an individual such as this, with these ideals and with this professed moralistic direction, change and engage the types of actions and decisions that they did within their term of office, which is in actuality quite easy to explain. For in this, understand that the central power point of fear for your country is your capital. That is the convergence.
Oh, we're moving, baby.
Of the central point of an overwhelming, not only expression of, but energy of fear. It is concentrated and centralized in the capital of your country. It has generated a significant home in that area and in the individuals that occupy that area that are associated with the government. Not necessarily all of the other individuals that reside in that area, although I will express that it does ripple out and there is considerable dissension in that physical location. Now, in that, then you consider the makeup of your country. Now, I will express to you an acknowledgement that although your country was founded on fear, I would also acknowledge that many individuals that were engaged in forming your initial establishment of government, the construct of your government, did move in an idealistic direction and were expressing ideals that they not only wanted, but definitely intended to practice and express. Not very dissimilar to many of the individuals that interact with myself. There are some that genuinely engage this information and genuinely apply it and genuinely move in directions to create alterations in their lives, which does ripple out, and they do generate significant change to the benefit and move in applicable ideals. And those individuals did also. But, as with every group, I would express there is no exception in relation to humans. With every group, there may be a core that generates in that idealistic direction, but then the periphery does not quite adhere to that, and they move in their other directions. And knowing that this country was founded in fear, that was a considerable energy to combat. Therefore, you have the central individuals in that idealistic direction, but most of the other individuals were continuing to express in the fear. Therefore, the majority expressed in that direction. Now, moving ahead quite a bit in your history, in the formation of your country, one of those ideals carried in a considerably strong capacity, and that was the autonomy of the individual states. That the individual states have the right and the power to govern themselves for the most part. And for the most part, the central government does not interfere with that. Now, enter farther into the future to your present time framework, or let us say within your lifetime. There are many states in your union. I would venture to express most of the states in your union are removed from that central hub of the fear center. They are distanced from that fear center. And through your history, which is very short, you have a very young country. Through your history, your country has experienced very little interaction in an aggressive and threatening manner on your own soil, in your own territory. You have experienced very little of that, most of which was in the beginning throes of the formation of your country. And you have been fortunate, in your terms, to experience a considerable time framework in which you are relatively untouched by this conflict or threat in actual physical mm-hmm. expression. Therefore, the individuals that occupy positions in governments in the individual states are removed from and distanced from that overwhelming expression and energy of fear. They don't experience it. They don't witness it. They don't engage it. And therefore, they express in a natural manner. They are not threatened. They are not afraid. And therefore, they can express in a genuine manner of expressing themselves, expressing interconnectedness to a degree, to whatever degree their self-awareness allows. But when they enter into that fear center, it is overwhelming. It is such a strong energy and so consistent and so much in an expression of solidarity with itself, there is no dissension in it. There is only agreement in that fear. And it is so pervasive that it is tremendously influencing. And in that, it is so influencing that it is very convincing. Let me express to you, I have expressed over and over again how suggestible all of you are, regardless of whether you want to acknowledge that or not, or whether you see that in yourselves or not, you are. And in that, if you placed yourself in a group of individuals, let us say hundreds of individuals that you are interactive with on a daily basis, every day, for significant hours of the day, and every one of those hundreds of individuals that surround you are terrified of what they perceive to be an actual, real, physical threat that is imminent. This is not concept. This is not maybe. This is definite, will happen. This is the threat. And it not only will happen, it is happening. And that is surrounding you every day, continuously, and you are receiving no other input, you will believe it very quickly. And you will move in those directions also. And you will begin to behave in protective manners. And you will begin to generate choices based in fear and expressing in what you perceive to be protection. That is how an individual, such as this individual, can be expressing in one manner and be genuine. Mm-hmm. And then also be genuine in being genuinely afraid and genuinely believing that that threat is so real that it threatens his very existence and everyone else's. Include the addition that now this individual is being expressed that they are responsible now
for everyone's safety.
For an entire country. Mm-hmm. Now, this individual is perceiving and feeling the threat for his own existence, and he is expressing the responsibility and the obligation of an entire country, and that rests on his shoulders, or so he believes. It doesn't, but he believes that it does. Therefore, it does. Mm-hmm. In his perception. In that, the individual justifies that change by expressing to themselves and to anyone else that may question it that they were naive previously.
Oh.
That they were uninformed, mm-hmm. and that they were naive, and that they did not know. And now they do. No. Now they have entered into the center of fear and the suggestion of tremendous threat has been expressed in such force that the individual believes it. And they change their perception. And when they change their perception, they change their behavior, and they change their choices, and they change their reality.
Oh, boy. This seems like a bigger...
And that is what is happening now in a larger volume. Because now that center of fear is spilling outward. Because now you have placed in, I will not say you've chosen, for most of you didn't choose, but you have placed in a position an individual that has, figuratively speaking, moved from position to position to position all around that circle of fear and has unlocked every floodgate and has opened them all up to influence all of you to move in the direction of that suggestion of fear. Everything is a threat.
So is
everything that is in disagreement of anything is a threat. He has opened the floodgates of fear in every direction. This is the reason that I expressed recently when individuals expressed comments to myself in relation to the recent protest, the women's protest. And I would express that I acknowledge that, but it was merely a statement, and now it remains to be seen what you do with it, what all of you do with it, whether you accept the suggestion of the fear and you allow it to spill out in a flood, which it is at this point, or whether you don't accept the suggestion of the fear and the threat, and you move in your own directions anyway.
You know, it seems freaking huge, because, I actually feel through this process like this, like stuff that has been going on, like in my dreams, and I had some experiences, like when I was interacting with people online on Facebook, where I actually felt that I got a little more clear in myself, and I also felt like I got to know, like, some things that I didn't understand, I understood better, which actually I was less fearful of, or I could feel some fear. I don't know if it was fear or unease or something let go because I knew who I was a bit more. So in that knowing who I was a bit more, I felt like other stuff that happened wouldn't bother me as much as because I knew who I was. Does this make sense, what
yes.
I'm saying?
Yes.
So, that aspect of it has actually felt powerful for me and has felt good for me. And I do it's kind of like a balance with me, and I'm trying to figure out, I know I'm going both ways, sometimes responding to people, which I think actually may help people feel better, more empowered, versus discounting what they say and maybe getting their defenses up, you know, because I do, you know, sometimes I don't necessarily want to have an agenda. It's a balance between like changing their mind or between, because I think, oh, this is the right way to go, or between being helpful. But I really do feel that with all this, like you said, floodgates of fear going out and all this, like, hate this, no, you're right, is not doing any good. And to point out, maybe, I do think I can point out, like, listening to people is like a big step. Like listening to somebody that you don't agree with, there's, I don't know. I just feel like there is something to be done here. And
now let me address that.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, that is the next step, okay. Which is what I was expressing in "We Shall See What You Do Now." Mm-hmm. You generated the statement. Mm-hmm. You don't agree.
Mm-hmm.
And now what will you do with it? Now, that does not necessarily mean that you are generating marches continuously, mm-hmm. or that you are protesting, or that you are generating matching energy. What it does mean is paying attention and having the courage to stand in your direction when it begins to spill to you, when it begins to move in a direction in which you begin to feel a threat. Let us say, if you are a family member or you are one of the individuals that is being denied travel in relation to immigration, when it begins to affect you, having the courage to stand and move forward, step forward, not merely accept what is being expressed to you, not shrinking and expressing, this is what the law says, therefore I'm bound to that. But having that courage, and remember, courage is different than fear, than bravery in fear. But having that courage to stand in yourself and in your power and what is important to you. Now, it may not be a situation that is that obvious or that dramatic. It may be some other action that begins to personally affect you. It may be something that is generated and it begins to affect you financially, or it begins to affect you in how you transport yourself from one place to another, or what you can do with your vacation time, or where you can go. It may not affect you in a manner that is what you think of as significantly serious as civil rights. It may affect you in other manners. But when that wave of fear begins to affect you in some manner, that it is now personally affecting you in some capacity, having the courage to stand and express yourself and express, no, I choose not to move in this direction. And no, I am not automatically going to be compliant. This is the reason that there are so many individuals presently that are expressing in that passionate capacity in relation to your Second World War. That war was not that far removed from you, and it was a tremendous awakening of how easily suggestible individuals were and are, and how easily they would comply.
Are we as a whole becoming less suggestible than we were at World War II time, or about the same?
I would express approximately the same. Really? But it is a matter of what you do with it, because you are more aware that you are suggestible. And that in itself is tremendous power, for you can choose not to be.
Yeah.
You can choose to express, I don't agree with this. And it is acceptable for me not to agree. I'm not bound to agree. I can be accepting and disagree simultaneously. I can be accepting and not like an expression simultaneously. And I can generate my choices in relation to what I do agree with and what is important to me. And what I don't agree with isn't important to me. It is a matter of having the courage to maintain what is important to you and to move in those directions. And it will spill. And it will affect you in some manner, directly or indirectly. It will. Those floodgates have all been opened. And I am not expressing in a direction of agreement or disagreement with this particular individual who is now your head of state. It matters not. What I am expressing is that this individual has served his purpose well in mm-hmm. being a catalyst for tremendous division. Mm-hmm. And in that, he has moved in that direction of opening all those floodgates. Now it is a matter of what will you do with it? And what will you do? What direction will you move in? Will you continue to allow that center of fear to dictate to you? It has been dictating to you for over 200 years. And will you continue to allow it to dictate to you and blindly follow? Let me express, I can offer you an example of how that fear affects you now.
I would love that.
You pay taxes.
Oh, yeah. Well, I knew that.
Yeah, I know. You are afraid not to.
I 100% agree with that statement.
And in that, that center of fear has rippled out and has influenced you to a tremendous degree to not oppose it and to comply. It tells you what to do, and you do it.
Okay, so, to parlay from that, well, first of all, I just want to acknowledge myself in a little bit of that letter I got from the IRS and did not comply with them and came back as owing zero. So, I mean, I know that's just a little itty-bitty bit,
that
but
is a tremendous step. No, so, I very much acknowledge that. That is a tremendous step. For you risked...
Yeah.
And you did express that bravery.
Yeah. But so let me...
I'm afraid, but I will do it anyway.
Yes, but let me tell you. So this is like, I know, like it's, like there's times that there, you have to feel, at least I'm thinking, you have to be in that certain state of being to be able to do that, though. Because, for instance, like, I think if I would have really been so fearful, then I would have brought the consequence to me. We know when we talk about that. And I was realizing what was going on. You know, I knew when I talked to my accountant, and he's like, and he didn't have the fear. You know, he's like, well, so that helped me get courage. So it was like, okay, so, all right, let's do this. And then I'm like, okay, whatever. And if I get a no, we have to pay taxes and penalties, so be it. You know, I got myself to a place where I was like, okay with the consequences, and then I also felt like I had support. So that was a place. So
it is a step.
So it's a step. So my question is, so I think like if we just automatically today, I'm not saying that we wouldn't, but I know he would be worse than I would. But if I say all of a sudden we are not paying taxes anymore, if I did it in a state where I was still really fearful, it's not going to turn out so well.
No.
So what are these steps? Well, that was one of them, the step that I just took, these little baby steps and taking directions.
They are much bigger than baby steps.
All right, so that big step, so moving in that direction. I mean, I kind of feel in a way like I feel within myself.
That is you standing in what is important to you and standing in your importance to yourself. That, no, I'm not automatically going to comply.
Right.
And yes, I am afraid, but I will express that bravery that, no, I am going to risk and I am going to experiment with trusting myself.
Yeah. That's what I did, yeah.
And I am going to observe what this experiment produces. And then it produces in a manner that is empowering mm-hmm. to you, which gives you slightly more confidence and moves you in a direction in which you are more empowered to generate another step at another time. Mm-hmm. And in that, once again, not automatically comply. Mm-hmm. And in this, as you gain that confidence, you also gain the courage, which is no longer the inclusion of fear. Mm-hmm. The bravery includes the fear. Courage does not include fear. Courage is that stand in what is important to you. That stand in what you trust.
Yeah, because the courage almost, like when you say bravery includes fear, but the courage does not include fear. I think I can feel that because there have been times in my life when I almost feel it. Like, you just, like, this is it. This is what we're doing. It's just that is what we're doing because that is what is going to be done.
Yes. And that
I know that feeling.
The expression of determination and courage. Where when you move in new directions, unknowns, that involves courage.
I mean, I feel very passionate about this. I mean, are strong or passionate. It's a little bit fuzzy because, I mean, obviously the tax thing is an example. I kind of think that in our lives, I mean, obviously we have examples, but we have it. Like, I don't want to go out and stir things up to be able to say, oh, because I want to prove to you that I don't have to. I don't want to do that. I want to just...
No. And I would not advocate that regardless.
Right.
Because that is matching energy.
Right, right, exactly.
And so, that is moving you in a direction that you don't want.
So it's a matter of just, like, for my own internal compass, as I'm going about saying, all right, just really being focused on this is what I want to do, and just doing it, and then if something comes up, just then that's when I say, no, this is what I want to do.
Yes.
Not going out looking for anything, but just steering my ship. This is where I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do.
Correct.
And this is what I'm going to do. And noticing these things.
And in practical terms, that is how you do it. That is the doing of it. Now, I'm not expressing that if you were an individual that was passionate in a different capacity and that you were very driven to be protesting. And organizing other individuals. If your motivation isn't blame.
Right.
If your motivation is change.
Right. That's good.
To benefit and not blame.
Right.
Then that is your expression. Right. And I would not discourage that either. But if you are not an individual that is driven to be expressing in that type of manner, and there are many individuals that are not, you are no less valuable and instrumental. You are no less affecting, merely that you are not shouting and carrying signs and marching. It is equally as affecting and important when you are expressing that courage to stand in what is important to you and not automatically comply with the suggestions.
And I feel that. I get that.
And then you should buy that American hat.
I'm going to pay her for an extra half hour. Okay. Because she said we could buy this on this one, but I figure at a little before four. So this thing, for whatever, has really just hit me that we're killing people. It's just really striking me and hitting me. And I guess because even though on somewhere in the periphery, it's like, oh, I heard, yeah, we have drones, we bomb, yeah, we're fighting terrorism, yeah. And the periphery of my brain, or somewhere, it's been out there where I had a little slight awareness, but I didn't much pay attention to
it. Now stop.
Okay.
That perception is precisely the same as what we were discussing previously with your previous president. That perception that you are describing now is what most of
the America,
the
politicians,
or the individuals that are occupying positions in government in states, it is a very similar perception that they hold until they move to the center, until they move to the hub of the fear.
Okay, so, well, let me ask you this. So, I have been, so I don't know if this has been official or not. So, I've just been, like, so shocked, not shocked, I'm just, like, so, like, I don't, this killing has got to stop, is this attitude that has sprouted. So, I'll say when people, like, go, like, on Facebook, and people say, oh, you know, our healthcare is going to take away our, you know, racism is prevalent, and it's just astonishing to me. I mean, and those are great things. I'm not saying you shouldn't march for those or you shouldn't try to get those to be what you want. That's not what I'm saying. But what is coming down on me is like, we're fucking killing people and we're worried about whether we have, can go get birth control. I mean, to me, I'm like, that fucking makes no sense to me that we're worried about this. I mean, and I know on some level, yeah, if it's important to you, it's important to you. But, so I'll say, like, well, this is, I posted that. I'm like, we're fucking worried about this, and we're fucking killing people. And so in my mind, to me, it's just such this, it's just coming, raining down on me. Like, I don't want to do this. We should not be doing this. Is that opposing energy when I'm posting this, or is it beneficial energy? It's pissing me off.
It is not opposing in the capacity that you are, first of all, incorporating a realization and... although I dislike this word, a type of awakening.
You like which dislike which word? Type or awakening?
Awakening. Oh. But in a manner of speaking, that is somewhat what you are experiencing. Now, the reason is, what has been your main subject for quite a while now?
Mine personally? Working or money or...
I have no... Interconnectedness.
Oh, well, that's like, yeah.
That has been a very strong subject with you, for it is a genuine desire to know.
Yes.
To experience.
Feel it. Yes.
And to be aware of that interconnectedness. Now... that is a very strong desire with you. It is happening throughout your world in relation to this shift, but it is being perceived in very different manners. Now, in that, it is also generating considerable reaction in many capacities, but... because that has been such an important subject to you, that is the reason that you are having these experiences and that you are becoming so aware, and that periphery is now center vision. It is no longer periphery. It is no longer floating as a concept. It is part of your reality. It is real, and you are impassioned about that, and you are expressing that. Are you expressing that somewhat in an extreme slightly, I would express that that is acceptable. It is merely that you are allowing that passion to be expressed somewhat in extreme. But is it opposing? No. Now, in that, the reason that it is not opposing is that you are not denying or discounting the other expressions. You have acknowledged them. It is merely that you are being very impassioned in this one particular direction. And in that, opposing involves that right and wrong aspect. That,
well, I do believe it's wrong to kill people.
I'm understanding. I am understanding. Which, that is another
subject.
Yeah,
alright. Yeah, that's an idea. But,
I would express that in relation to the interconnectedness and experiencing that and recognizing, and this is not unusual, when you are beginning to genuinely experience and recognize that interconnectedness, you begin to, in a manner of speaking, feel everything that you do to each other, whatever you do to each other, you do to yourselves. You are interconnected. Therefore, it matters not whether you don't know that individual objectively, or they are halfway around your globe, or whether you see them objectively or not. If an individual is being tortured, or if an individual is being killed, you are experiencing in relation to that because you are interconnected. Whatever you do affects every other soul, if you will, in your reality, and whatever they do affects you.
So I feel like it may be part of the path. I mean, this extreme expression is because, okay, it's brought to my attention, and I had this thing that how I could be effective is to just like hammer it home for other people, say, this is, look, because I wasn't necessarily paying attention, pay attention. But,
you do recognize, though, that you can.
I know. So, what, I guess maybe my frustration or whatever. So, what, if I don't want people, and this is so many things, but if I don't want people to be killed, I don't want people to be tortured, there's so much out of my control, what do I do?
Everything is out of your control.
I know. So everything is out of my control. I know. There is
and
no control.
And in that, what do you do?
Yeah.
You do precisely what we were discussing previously.
Just stand.
You stand in your courage.
And that's all I need to worry about. I just stand and do. I do what
and
I want,
you
baby.
Don't comply.
Right. All right, so we're going to have to wrap this up. So is there anything else that you want to add on this subject that you think is going to be helpful?
I had a quick question.
All right.
I don't even know if this is important or not, but would you say Donald Trump is self-confident or insecure?
Insecure. That's my guess.
Interesting question. I would express that in some directions he is confident in his own experiences, in his own experiences in which he has been successful, he is confident. Now, when I say to you when he has been successful, that does not necessarily mean successful in how you would define success. It also means successful in being somewhat elusive or almost deviant, but being successful in that. And in that, I would express that he is confident, perhaps in some expressions, what you might identify as overconfident in his ability to con.
Yeah.
But in other directions, I would express that he is very not confident and would be identified as being insecure. Yes, I would express that there are many expressions and directions that he is considerably insecure in. And that he overrides that with his confidence in his ability to con.
Will he be as suggestible as past presidents in the seat of fear, like regarding bombing people? Is he going to be just as suggestible, or is he less suggestible?
I would express that this is an individual that could be more suggestible.
Oh, boy.
For he already
has fear.
Is expressing a considerable amount of fear himself. And he brought with him a considerable amount of fear. Therefore, placing him in a seat of fear merely reinforces that and exacerbates it. Therefore, no, I would express that he would incorporate a tendency to be more suggestible in that direction than some other individuals. In actuality, than most of your previous leaders.
Oh, Lord.
I would express that in relation to your past, let us say, 50 years. 50 years of leaders. 50 years of presidents. In the past 50 years of presidents, I would express that this previous one was considerably suggestible in relation to that fear center. I would express that you incorporated another in the time framework of your end of your 1970s. The end of your 1970s, you incorporated one president. Then that was also very suggestible to that fear. That surprisingly turned that once he removed himself from that center of fear, which was somewhat unusual. But the rest of them, I would express, were less suggestible, for they were already aware. They were already exposed to that center of fear, and therefore it was less influencing of them in relation to reactiveness.
Oh, I see. That's just what they would have... They were already there.
Correct.
Oh, my God. All right, we have to go, because we are...
Very well.
My legs.
I express tremendous encouragement to you. And great acknowledgement in your accomplishments.
Thank you.
And I express wondrous loveliness to you both. Have fun.
All right. We will. We're going to have fun standing in our courage.
Not being so serious.
All right. Or extreme.
Express tremendous lovingness to you each. Great supportiveness as always. Until our next meeting.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.